From Tidbits on April 28th, 2014. This is iOS 7.1.1 fixes Touch ID Bluetooth keyboards by Josh Centers. Apple has released iOS 7.1.1, which you can download via Settings, General, Software Update, or install via iTunes. The 18.8 megabyte download, 1.26 gigabytes if downloaded via iTunes, improves Touch ID fingerprint recognition, fixes a bug that could affect keyboard responsiveness, and addresses an issue when using Bluetooth keyboards with VoiceOver. The update is compatible only with devices already running iOS 7.1, which means the iPhone 4 or later, iPad 2 or later, and 5th generation iPod Touch or later. As Reddit user iOS Secure discovered, with iOS 7.1.1, the iPhone 5S now also takes multiple scans of each finger position while setting up Touch ID. If you already own an iPhone 5S, there's no reason to set up Touch ID again, as it takes multiple scans for you automatically. A subtle but welcome new feature of iOS 7.1.1 is that apps featuring in-app purchases are now clearly labeled in the top charts and featured sections of the App Store. This is essentially truth in advertising, since many people downloading free apps were upset when it turned out that the apps required in-app purchases for more than core functionality. iOS 7.1.1 also includes a number of security fixes for bugs that could allow a man-in-the-middle attack and SSL connections, arbitrary code execution via WebKit memory corruption, and other security exploits. Apple has also updated the Apple TV to 6.1.1, with the same security fixes as iOS 7.1.1. To download the update manually, choose Settings, General, Software Updates, Update Software. Although complaints about iOS 7.1.1 have been relatively minimal, given the millions of users who have been presented with it, there have been a few reports of it causing iPhones updated via the small over-the-air download to go into recovery mode, after which a restore from backup is necessary. Our advice is to connect your iPhone to iTunes before installing the update, to ensure that you have a local backup. Then, if the update goes bad, you can easily restore your iPhone and install the update via iTunes without losing anything. One final note, if you normally leave Bluetooth turned off, be advised that the iOS 7.1.1 update re-enables it. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.